now tuned in to the Commissioner's Conversation.
Allow me to reintroduce myself. My name is
Commissioner Gordon.
Yes, sir. Welcome back. You are tuned in to the Commissioner's Conversation. I am your host, Commissioner Gordon. Man, how is everybody's Monday? Like,
man, my shit fire. I don't know about everybody.
Joining me every week is my co-host, Lico Brown.
Yep, it is I.
And we are live from Blends 2, that's 632 South Central Avenue in Hayteville.
Southside.
If you're in the area, if you're not in the area, and you want to have fun, talk some sports, talk about life, talk business, whatever you want to do, network.
Monday night football.
Kick it with good people.
Good vibes.
Have a great time. Be sure you come out. Again, that's Blends 2, 632 South Central Avenue in Hayteville. We do this thing at open up the doors at 7, and we carry this on out to about midnight, man, until they put us up out of here.
Until they put us out.
So, yeah, it's so much stuff to talk about this week, man.
Good Lord.
I previewed some of it as we got Tom Brady
again. You pretty good with the commentary in association with the clips you put up.
Hey, man.
That shit was funny.
We got Tom Brady again.
Man.
Again. And I was just telling Jay Rieske that the referee that blew the whistle on that.
Yeah, that was shit. That was bullshit.
He from Atlanta. Black dude from Jerome Bogle.
Damn.
Jerome Bogle from
Atlanta. She done put his first lad name.
I mean, everybody
here.
Know who he is. Like,
you bullshit ass referee.
Everybody know who
we
he
got
is.
Got your first and your last name, nigga.
So everybody know Jerome. This ain't the first time he screwed Atlanta, by the way. This ain't the first time
he do.
That ain't the first time he did this.
He's showing a pattern.
But
okay.
We're going to talk about that. We'll get into that. I also want to talk about this whole thing with Deion and Eddie Robinson Jr. over at Alabama State.
Man, he got damn near quick swim that nigga didn't he?
But what wound up happening, people didn't see the entire video of what pissed off Eddie Robinson.
It wasn't nothing to piss him off, though.
Yeah, it is.
What?
Yeah. We'll get into it. We'll get into it. I mean, you can't. I wouldn't just blindly take anybody's side. Like you. So we'll get into that. I mean, it's a lot of stuff we can get into.
Yep. The elephant in the room.
And on top of that, everybody's in for a treat because we have a music showcase slash battles versus. I don't even know what to call it.
Negative. It's just.
It's
a
so,
point.
So this is, and I'm going to give a quick backstory before we get into our guest.
This nigga.
So we all know Jay Rieske is, you know, is our guy. We all support the Garlitos, 100%. Smoke nothing else. So in a conversation that comes up, he said, hey, Lico, you know what I'm saying? You'll do a song with me. We'll do a track, maybe a commercial for the Garlito. And Lico was like, like basically – told that man that he wasn't on his level and he wasn't gonna.
You make
bring
it sound
down.
So bad. How you doing it?
Okay, what'd you tell him?
I was
drunk and high too.
And don't tell everybody that.
Not the government. I just was setting the record straight. That's really all it was. I really was just.
What'd you tell him?
Letting them be known, like, hey, man, this is going to be a couple of dollars, and I got to like it. It's levels. You ain't going to be able to just roll out of bed and come rapping with me.
It's levels.
Yeah, you ain't going to be able to just roll out of bed and come rapping with me.
It's levels.
Look, man, I've been talking like this all my life. This ain't DJ from Hustle and Flow, man. Look.
Hey,
bring your hand down. There you go.
My bad. Look, man, it's been 20 years since I ain't thought about doing some junk like this.
Doesn't that support my position?
But nah, the thing
is. Why would I want to?
It does.
I was rap with a 20-year-old.
Look, the thing is,
missing
if
an
you
action.
Let me get back, if you let me get back to my old ways, it's going to be hell for you. Okay.
So hold on, put a pause right now. So what has happened is, Lico has offended Jay Rieske, and Jay Rieske went back to the lab, went back to the studio, and cooked
he
up.
He done let G Rush hype him up.
Cooked up, nah, cooked up some music. He cooked up some music. And so what I and sent it to me. So I have not heard it yet. I'm gonna be honest. I have not heard it. I don't know what it sounds like. I wanted my first time to be right here with y'all. I want it to be authentic. I ain't want to be like, ooh, like I and be bullshitting like I heard it. Like I haven't when I have. So we gonna hear it. And I called Lico. I said, hey man, this is what we doing. And if you telling that man that he's not in your league, if you telling him that the elevator go up to the 15th floor and he might not make it up to the 10th, then you got to show him what you got. You got to show him, like, hey.
Just for the record.
And he said, no problem.
Never no problem. I respect. But just for the record, anybody listening in attendance.
No, we didn't go. No.
This shit Googleable, Spotifyable, Apple Musicable. Yeah, Lico Brown. Yeah. But I goddamn proved the point live just
so
the shits and giggles.
Man, so, that, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm talking about? Shouting, yeah.
Hold up. So we're going to get into that. That's going to be part two. Right now, part one. Hold on, I'm going to have to cut your mic off because you know how you get down.
Yeah, cut that nigga mic off.
So once again, like, I want to get into it because it wouldn't be the commissioner's conversation if we didn't talk sports. And we only got like 30 minutes left in this thing. As we wrap up, and the Kansas City Chiefs have just outlasted the Las Vegas Raiders.
It was looking dangerous for us.
Yeah. 30-29. And
1 point. Was it a touchdown winning drive or a kick?
No. I mean, we won't even get into commentary because I was so enthralled with y'all and the music that
wasn't enthralled.
Yeah. I wasn't even paying attention to the game. I gotta go. I'm gonna have to go back. And actually just watch the game all over again so I can really understand what took place. But
is that an Oxford or Urban
Oxford Dictionary. But I was glued to the set yesterday as I watched the Atlanta Falcons take on the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, man. And Tampa jumped out on Atlanta, and I thought they would. You know what I'm saying? I didn't think that Atlanta was evenly matched with Tampa Bay because – we got a few injuries. Cordarrelle Patterson was injured. Kyle Pitts wasn't playing. So I was like, well, damn. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, all right, well, we ain't going to, you know, if we just hang in there, we'll be okay. And that was my thought. First half, I was still like,
how you thought we were finna be okay, G?
Because if you watch the game, the Falcons, they have a running game. They establishing the running game. They shorten up the game on a lot of these opponents. And so they're taking away your possessions a lot of times, so you have to capitalize each and every possession. So they'll keep the game low scoring because you have the ability to run the ball right now. And we have a decent enough defense to where we can actually make a couple stops here and there. So I'm like, okay, if we can just stay kind of close. And that's what it was. We kind of stayed close. But they were up. They were up, well, I think it was 20-0. Yeah. It was up 20-0.
But
and then what wound up happening is we scored.
Well, Brady has been having a hard time scoring more than us.
And Alameda Zacchaeus came back and scored on another one, and we went for two. And it turned out, and we look up, and it's 21-15. We down by six. And all we got to do is make a stop, get the ball back, and it's still 3 minutes on the clock. So it's like 3rd and 5. Grady Jarrett break through the line. He sacked Tom Brady, and Tom Brady kind of kick up at him. And I thought they threw a penalty on Tom Brady because Tom Brady clearly tried to kick the man in the nuts. if you watch the tape, he clearly tried to kick the man in the nuts. And they throw the flag.
As he's enticing the referee to do something.
Right. They throw the flag, and I'm like, all right, well, yeah, we finna get this and some yards.
The Brady rules.
I'm going to call his name again. Jerome Boger, head official, he's from Atlanta, called –
traitor.
Called unnecessary roughness, roughing the passer.
He from Marietta.
On Tom Brady. I mean, on Grady Jarrett.
Don't be telling for
against
you from
Tom Brady.
He from Marietta.
So,
Marietta.
They took the game away from us, and I feel cheated. And I know that any other QB, because I'm watching all the games, ain't no other QB getting that damn call.
Not
nobody.
That.
Lamar
not
Jackson
that.
Ain't getting that call. Pat Mahomes ain't getting that call. Damn,
Josh Allen ain't
getting that call.
I don't knock the part where he get the call because he is the seven-time all-time winningest champion of the history of the sport.
A tackle can't be called just because
he got a perfect how they teach you to tackle
right
without hurting the quarterback.
Right.
It was just perfect.
Wrap him up by the waist.
If it had been any other kind of tackle, but that perfect wrap around the waist tackle.
So, and we talked about this last week. Was this had to be an overcorrection for the league.
For the tour shit.
For the tour shit.
Trying to keep the concussion, because that was on a no flag.
Right.
Yeah.
And he was flung down twice where he hit his head. So once on the Thursday night, and then the following Sunday where he hit his head and he was clearly spent. And he had no knowledge of where he was and what was going on. But the league tried to trot us out like, damn, like he's okay. And they trotted back out there, and then he gets hit again. And you know what I'm saying? You can see it's clear to the entire world that it's a concussion because of all the things, that how his body reacted.
Yeah, he almost had rigor mortis.
Yeah, how his body, he stiffened up. And I just felt some type of way. Like, I get it. Like, the league loves Tom Brady, but, man, damn. Do we have to get everything, every call?
Well, it's a part of that was just kind of like just bad timing. Like, it's just like bad timing. If the Tua shit didn't happen, then the Brady shit wouldn't happen. They married to each other. You know what I'm saying? But how about this right cross that was so clean?
Hold on. Before we get to that, I want to get everybody's opinion. Like, I know everybody has an opinion on what took place with the Falcons, whether you're a fan or not. If you saw it, you know what I'm saying? What'd you think?
Did we get cheated? Did you see the game?
Bad call.
Anybody? Somebody?
Well, I ain't no loud of fan, but you know how the Falcons live, man. Go back to that Super Bowl.
He still fucked up.
But that ain't happened. That ain't have nothing to do. Like, we were actually coming back.
It's PTSD, though, G. It's PTSD.
We actually were coming back.
Every time we see Brady, it's just like, 28-3.
We actually were coming back, and had we made that stop, had the referee not blown any whistle, what would have happened was Tampa Bay has to make a punt, and we get the ball back, and now we have the momentum because we done scored 15 straight points, and they can't stop it. All we got to do is get the touchdown and kick the extra point, and we up.
Yeah, that's how I could have played. Did the bad timing
Go ahead. No, you good?
You know they was making that call for Brady, though.
Yeah, that's what we saying. That's what we saying. Like,
I mean, it is what it was, but he called that call.
Yeah, he looks at the referee and he basically says, "You ain't gonna throw the flag? You ain't gonna throw the flag?"
He said, "What am I paying for?"
So, but I'm glad to see that it made, like, ESPN, it made Fox, all these outlets are talking about what happened, and everybody, for the most part, are saying how much of an outrageous call it was. And I'll leave it at this because we got so many other things to talk about that
it's going to fuck the game of football up.
Well, that we'll see how it messes with the game of football.
Because it shouldn't have been a flag on the Tua's play. I mean, I don't want nobody to get a concussion and be fucked up in the head and all that. But it's his football, man.
Yeah. And
I've been slung like that by a 300-pound ugly motherfucker.
It was a football play.
I live to tell it. Here I am, man. Like, it's football.
Yeah, it's a football play. Things happen in football. Football is a very violent sport.
It's a very violent sport. Like, I just don't want that part to be taken out of the game because of anybody.
Well, I think a correction is going to be made at some point in time. It's just unfortunate that this incident had to happen at the Falcons' expense.
Always at the Falcons' expense, man.
So
tired of paying for this shit.
So
it hurts being a Falcon fan.
Again, just moving it along in maybe concussion protocol because I thoroughly believe somebody need to check on Jordan Poole, because if you hadn't seen anything that related to this weekend,
he straight, he went and dropped like 20 something at the next game.
Yeah, he did. But Jordan Poole and Draymond Green get into it. Teammates, keep in mind, are in practice.
This, first off, was not supposed to get out. This is private
Right. Practice. Well, you know, ain't nothing private no more. You got to always.
But these fucking phones.
Hey, man. I had plenty of people in high places, celebrities, always tell me you have to conduct yourself as if the camera's always rolling.
We are being surveilled.
Yeah, the camera's always rolling. So these two dudes, they in practice, and they talking shit in practice. It's what you do as teammates. You know what I'm saying? I fuck with you, you fuck with me. And
I know how to push your button to get you to
And
go
so
harder.
More than likely, this has been going on for maybe all camp. Or maybe it carried over the from last year, whatever it was.
Charlie Murphy.
But what winds up happening is Jordan Poole, you can see Jordan Poole clearly says something. And Draymond Green was like, what, nigga?
Yeah.
And he walks up on him, and Jordan Poole don't think it's nothing because we teammates, you know, basketball. Typically in basketball, don't nobody really want to throw no hands. And because they get chest to chest.
You can't push no man and not be ready to pap him.
They get chest to chest. Jordan Poole pushes the man off. And then Draymond Green leans in with this hard overhand right.
Superman punch.
As if he was punching his worst enemy of his entire life. Like, he punched that man. Like, he went home the night before.
It was just a nice straight man. Right.
He hit that man. Nice. Like, he went home the night before and said, if this nigga say one more thing to me, I'm going to fire his ass up. I'm tired of him always talking
John
that
Poole
shit
must
to me,
be
man.
Impressed of being real spicy.
Yeah, I'm tired of this nigga talking shit. He just, I'm going to show this little young.
Motherfucker just got here talking to me like I ain't
going
for
him. Show this little young bastard. Yeah, I'm going to show this bastard. Let me show what time it is. All this tough talk ain't just tough talk.
But see, they clowning them, though. You know
clowning
I mean?
Who?
Draymond for, you know. They,
well, Draymond's game has decreased.
They clowning him because they like, you ain't do that when Steven Adams bucked up at you.
Oh, they got a whole montage of clips.
Oh, my God.
Well, he didn't do it against a bunch of seven-footers and 6'8"s, and you know what I'm saying? But you do it against 6'3", 6'4", Jordan Poole out here, and you want to make an example out of him.
Yeah, but 6'3", 6'4", only little when you 6'7", 6'8".
What, I mean.
So, like.
And you.
Right. It still ain't little. So, like, I don't give Jordan Poole no pass. Some of them young niggas need to be patting in their lip.
Well, I give him a pass.
Only the disrespectful one, the ones who, you know, hold it down like they're supposed to, then we love them.
You go to war together.
Win a championship.
And
you say, nigga, we the future, you the past. What?
No, and it's rumored, one of the things that set him off.
Big hit.
No. He told that man. He told Draymond he was making triple singles on the floor. He was like, they ain't out here to see you out here with these triple singles. You know what
man,
I'm saying?
Y'all don't understand. Draymond had to fight his whole life to be on the floor with some ballers, man. He wasn't good nowhere. That man every 5 points went Michigan.
Michigan State.
That boy averaged 5 points and made it to the league. So you can't say he's sorry.
He wasn't that deal because he got drafted in the second round. He was a good player at Michigan State, but he got drafted in the second round.
But he averaged 5 points. That's not a facade.
He went to Michigan State. Yeah, he was a good player at Michigan State.
Like 10.
Huh?
It wasn't like.
What do you mean?
15.
He went to Michigan State. I already know. I ain't got to check it. Yeah,
them 10 and 10s.
But my question is, like, when you do all of this, is that the way you go with your teammate? Like, we shit talk all the time. We trash talk. Go again.
Teams are not created equal, man. You know, it's all about them that group of guys. Like, if this how this group of guys get down, then
so
if you're on this squad. You better square up.
So as you know, the construction of the Golden State Warriors, do you think that this is going to make them or break them?
It's basketball. Shut the fuck up and hoop. Like
you can say that.
Bro,
but Kevin Durant left because Draymond Green said, we don't need you. You ain't nothing but a little bitch.
Kevin Durant left because he plays the NBA like 2K. That's how he is a creative player, and he is jumping from the team to team he want to play on, and he is doing whatever the fuck he want to do and making millions of dollars.
So you have no –
because his J
you
is
don't believe,
that cold.
You don't believe any – no, I said – I'm talking about Draymond Green went to Michigan State. No.
You know he really big on the sticks. He
yeah, I mean, I don't doubt that, but what I'm saying is
he a real life player.
Well, I mean, that goes beyond that. He might have had 1 foot out the door, but it don't help when a nigga on the team say, nigga, we was winning championship before you and constantly call you a bitch. He legit.
Stop doing bitch ass shit.
So he legit, like you can see there's a video of when they get into it on the sideline, there's a video of him telling another player, like, see, that's why I ain't going to be here next year.
But see, it don't matter. You know why none of that matters? The reason why none of that matters is because Draymond Green keep fucking winning.
It's not because of Draymond Green. We're not doing that.
Hold up.
We're not doing that. It ain't because of Draymond
Green. Them light-skinned boys don't show no heart till they got the little blackie boy out there.
Man, Draymond Green, that is not
the little black boy. Get him, boy, that oomph, that spunk.
That is not the reason
we saw. I ain't going to let you do that to Draymond. Well, I've seen them boys play without. It's terrible. It's sad. It's not aggressive.
You're not finna tell me.
It's regular. It's middle of the field. You're not finna tell me. It's Luka Doncic finna put y'all out.
You're not finna tell me.
Didn't Luka put them out? When Draymond was hurt? Didn't that just happen?
That didn't just happen. They just won the fucking chip.
2 years ago.
And I don't think.
The year before that.
Did Luka win? Did Luka take them out? Because I don't think Luka won the playoff series.
I thought they beat Golden State.
So
long story short, that's the level of competition
that
they
not,
are.
It's not mid, because you're not going to tell me.
Luka,
you're not
going to
tell me the any Mavericks team that Steph Curry is on is mid.
It depends if he be a man or not. Like this he don't show up in the pressure sometimes.
Okay, we got to throw that out the window because he just put them niggas on his back. We talking about putting the Draymond Green who might have averaged 8 points.
Don't you're talking forget about the, Wiggs.
Okay, Wiggs just showed up. Wiggs had a game or two. But Steph Curry won this shit and put that shit on his back for all the naysayers.
Think about this.
For
Draymond
all the
Green used to get them little 18 points that Wiggins was
I said he
getting.
Fell off. I said he fell off.
So what I'm saying thus, is how important Wiggins' play was.
So you
but
can,
none of them niggas got no heart.
You can sub.
Steph Curry just found some heart, but it's going to be tested
Curry,
next year.
Steph Curry had heart.
But
he just
none of them boys without Draymond have shown the same type of heart. I say that.
Well, in the league, I would disagree just because.
Well, no, hold on.
I don't
think. What'd you say, G? I thought you said. Go ahead.
Yeah, I don't think like the NBA allows for some false tough guys. And I think Draymond is a false tough guy.
And a he false knew, tough guy.
And
how
he knew,
you do that?
And oh well, because if I know there's no consequence.
What about Udonis? He false.
No, Udonis has got to put them hands on you, and that's why they continuously leave him on the team. Because if you make him a coach, then he can't put his hands on you in the locker room. You know what I'm saying? That's why he still has a roster spot.
Oh, so he like goon. He like
yes, goon.
The head nigga on the plantation.
But Draymond knows.
Get them little niggas together.
Draymond knows.
You come report.
There's no damn. There's no repercussions. Draymond knows. Ain't nobody really finna punch me. Ain't nobody really want to fight me for real.
That's my whole point about him bringing that fire to the roster because it's not another man. You know what, though? I think Kuminga.
That's not a real tough guy, though.
I think Kuminga got it in him. I don't think we really know who that boy is right there.
Yeah, true. And they have a young roster. The Golden State Warriors is doing a great job of blending the old and the new. There's very few
Aren't
times. Yeah. You got
on the floor, yeah.
Yes.
It's a lot of talk,
you just
won, but I ain't
you just
really
won a championship with Steph Curry, who's a veteran. Klay Thompson, who's a veteran, Draymond Green, who's a veteran.
Okay, well,
and you're bringing in Jonathan Kuminga. You still got Wiseman.
Didn't really play.
You still got Wiseman.
Didn't play.
He didn't play. You still got Wiggins, who's coming into his own.
Wiggs.
You got Looney. You got Jordan Poole.
But Wiggs been in the league about 4 or 5 years. Though.
Yeah, he been in the league.
So he not but young.
Looney's in the league. Like I said, you got Jordan Poole. You have a mix of young Poole. And old. GP.
I don't know why they traded him. I don't.
Yeah, he went and got paid.
Oh, yeah, he went and got that check. Yeah, okay, yeah.
So they did a great job of mixing old and the new. Typically, is most franchises, you in the win now mode,
right.
Or you in the build now. You know what I'm saying? You in the build now mode, and they did a good job.
Most of the league trying to win, though. It's about 10 teams trying to get a chip that think that they can advance.
True. And it's a lot of pretenders out there, like how we talked about before, who just out
the Hawks,
here acting like, well, I wouldn't even say the Hawks. I think the Hawks are actually trying to win. It just.
Not until we get a big man in the bench.
Well, everybody want a big man in the bench.
No, they don't. Golden State don't want nothing.
Okay, we just except but they the champs. We just talked about punching the
on my new $20 million talent.
We just talked about the champs.
Who? Yeah, they already got a bench in the big man.
So we talking about the champs. You can't just sit here and be like, "Yo, they need a big man in the bench." We talking about everybody need that, like.
Just in general.
In general.
For a strong team.
Like, yeah.
Now, we're not going to act like that. I didn't predict at the end of last season that New Orleans was going to be a problem. Now, I told y'all. Now, everybody, you hear
what problem with New Orleans?
Boy, I got them in the season. The season ain't started yet.
Like
I said, at the end of the season last year, I got New Orleans in the Western Conference Finals.
I'll say this. I don't believe in Zion. I don't believe whether it's
him. Man, that boy finna hurt. He finna
punch. He got to show me.
Do you see what he look like?
Okay. If he's in shape, he looked like
the folks just gave me over $100 million, and yeah, I only played a year and a half. I just made $100 million on a rookie contract.
And I
took care of my body. I ain't even never been this Zion before, and I'm finna jump on your grandson, grandmama. I'm finna get this. That boy, he look like a monster. He ain't never looked like this. He look like an absolute, he could play any sport.
I don't. You got to show me. I don't know how his.
Cavaliers.
I don't know how
now
his.
Now, that's somebody I don't believe in.
Knees don't hold up.
I just don't believe in them Cleveland. Cavaliers.
Yeah.
I just don't believe in them. They talented. I don't believe this shit, though. I'm sorry, Sean. I forgot y'all will. I would have made something else up. No, man. I just don't. Garland Hart. That boy with
Donovan Mitchell on the squad, no.
Oh yeah, they got that, but Donovan, he got to show me he a killer, man. He was up there in Utah putting up, going home first round, huh?
So.
They don't got, they unbalanced. That shit ain't gonna work. They gotta get that shit together. I don't know. If Donovan Mitchell be what everybody think Donovan Mitchell is, then them Cavaliers is a problem. I can say that.
Yeah, they got a lot of talent.
That shit a bunch of mess in your city.
They got a bunch of talent. This year is going to be very exciting to watch the NBA, man. Everybody has a lot of stars. Everybody has a lot of collective talent.
And everybody healthy. Ain't nobody hurt, no.
Right.
Nobody on the injured.
So, this is everybody. That brings me to Brooklyn. I want to see what Brooklyn going to do. What is Brooklyn going to be? Like, you got KD, you got Kyrie, you got Ben Simmons out here, who all he got to do is he be the distributor he's asked to be, because he basically made a point to where he said.
You know who ain't nobody talking about? I don't know if it's good or bad. It seemed bad, though. Middlebrooks. Ain't nobody saying nothing about him coming back to Milwaukee and how important that is.
Chris Middleton.
Middleton. I said Middlebrooks. My bad. Middleton.
Oh, but he's a force. Like,
but nobody.
He's streaky.
He ain't been on one channel. He's about streaky. Nothing.
No. Cause
Milwaukee can't win without that boy.
Milwaukee Middleton is an up and down player. Like Middleton can light your ass up for 40. Or he can not show up and he had like 6 or 8 points. It just depends on who you playing and how you feeling. You know what I'm saying? That's why I'm not as high.
I was saying that before they won their chip. Since they have won the chip, Middleton been a lot more consistent. It's almost like, you know,
that
chip.
Yeah, he got hurt at the end. Yeah, he got hurt.
Chip gave him some superpower. Like, he went on and you know, it's something about that championship and that extra bonus check, that little money come in. You start feeling good, boy. You start balling a little better.
So once again, we're gonna see. Like that's the NBA. We're gonna see what the future holds in terms of the league, how it plays out. But I also want to sneak
who
in.
Who your sleeper team?
No.
New Orleans. Remember I said about
Minnesota. Minnesota just got Gobert. Minnesota, in the East.
If Anthony Edwards do what I think he gonna do, Minnesota problem.
In the
I really think talent wise he the best individual player in the league right now. Talent. He can do everything. He could do
in the East.
Can't nobody stop.
I don't want to say the Hawks.
Only thing he missing.
But I say in the East, the Hawks. The Hawks are sleeper. I say my sleep in the East is the
Once
Hawks.
This mess with this, he.
So quickly, once again, just moving it along. In college football,
we had
HBCU, Coach Prime,
Southern
go out here. Jackson State goes out here.
Georgia.
Jackson State goes out here. And
I thought you were talking about the GSU game.
They beat Alabama State at Alabama State's homecoming.
And they didn't like it.
They meet at the center of the field. Prime goes to dap him up. Old boy put a goddamn stiff arm in his chest. And Prime quick swim him off. And he basically says that Deion disrespected them throughout the beginning of the game.
Oh, shit, your losing ass up.
Nah. But I'm finna show you this video. If I pull
I
up this video, dog.
Like that, bro.
Well, so, and this is the reason why he said it, because during Deion's perspective, what he does is he said he usually walk around the field before the game.
Yeah.
So what winds up happening is prior to the game, you got Alabama State that's on the field. And Deion comes out with the security, the state troopers and all that. And he basically walks through all of Alabama State and walks through. They running their offense on some of the stuff. And he just walking around the field. He don't say nothing to nobody. He don't say, what's up, coach? He don't dap nobody up. He just walk on through.
I won't see the footage. I don't believe.
And he like, yo, what's up?
He do that shit. Little nigga run that shit. But Deion the greatest of all time, bro. He the greatest, bro.
And
bro, he did it for real.
He walked all through
that
team.
You know how asshole that is, bro. Them folks over there trying to warm up. Imagine walk through.
Hold on, I gotta.
And don't speak to nobody.
Don't speak to nobody. Walk straight through.
So he just walked and walked back. What he do? Deion the greatest of all time. Fuck Alabama State.
I don't know if that's the one. But he just walked through, and dude, and keep in mind, this is Eddie Robinson's son. So if you don't know who Eddie Robinson is the legendary coach from. That ain't his son, Eddie Robinson Jr. Ain't his son. I thought that was his son. That ain't his. Oh, but I retract that. Let me see. I don't know if that's the right one. That might, but keep going. But yeah.
Yeah, but I'm gonna be on this. Y'all talk.
It was just hilarious to me. Like, dude, does. You have the right to feel the way that, because everything is perspective. Like, I'm a Deion fan. I'm totally a Deion fan. I ain't even gonna lie. But at the same time, I also understand that if I watch a guy walk through my whole team with the state troopers, he don't say nothing to the coach.
I don't believe it. If I don't see it, I don't believe it. I ain't seen it yet.
He don't say nothing to the coach. He don't say nothing to the team.
But so what? That's just intimidation. You can't be intimidated. They should
have. I don't have to like it, Lico.
But you can also push prime ass the fuck out your shit.
And that's
state,
what he did.
And the state troopers.
That's what he did.
Yeah, it was on them to stop Deion, not just let him come through and then bitch about it. You supposed to just put a wall up on Deion, like, boy, you don't take your prime time punk ass shit over there.
That's what we'd have did.
But that's what we'd have did. You know that, boy. If I was like, you got me fucked up, prime.
We about to be prime real around them motherfuckers. Hey,
I wish I could fast forward.
Hey, I ain't gonna lie. I'm finna do a song called Dion Walk. Cause this nigga Walk is.
It's mean, ain't
it? Is it mean in there, boy?
Hold up. Go. Where the mic at?
Mic check. Make sure it's on. Make sure it's on.
They cheated.
There's no school that's going to take that disrespect.
No.
Ain't nobody taking that disrespect.
You're right.
Period.
So you see.
He knew who he could get away with it with, though.
Right.
No, I knew you was what you was talking about. He does this. I already know.
Tell me he walked through the whole team every game.
No, but he walks around the field every game.
Okay.
Every game, even when he was a player. That's tradition from him on the field. So they was just warming up in a spot where he walks every single game.
Show the respect you command.
So what are you supposed to do, walk around them niggas and I do this every game?
Bruh, your team is playing on that end. We're right here. Take your ass that way.
It's two teams. He look walks around the entire field.
I don't give a damn. Look at this. He's walking through the team.
He does it every game.
He don't walk through everybody's team. Bruh. He don't.
If they are lined up in his walk path.
He not walking through the team. He walked past the coaches.
But look at the track that he's doing. He's going around.
That nigga walking past the whole team like, yeah, nigga. The whole team.
That's not how you're supposed to interpret that, G. Come on, man.
But
that is just simple ritual coming across.
If I'm playing against you, how do I interpret it? Oh, he's just casually strolling.
That's why y'all lost. Cause your leader is showing his underskirt. What that shit was called? The slip. He's showing his slip.
No, the reason why you lost because Dion is a master recruiter, and he's been recruiting D1 players to where y'all still getting HBCU players. That's not why you lost. He's not taking an even level playing field.
How are you? What are we? Bro, everybody is human beings, and the field to recruit is everywhere.
So put
if,
that.
If he recruits,
if he plays Nick Saban, do you think he's doing that shit?
Yes, he is walking his ritual around the field.
I bet he won't do that shit.
Well, you know
with
what
Sullivan?
Nick Saban gonna do?
Whoop I bet he'll
never
do
that
shit
what
Sullivan?
That nigga did.
Because we gonna pang y'all ass because y'all ain't finna score 10 points on us.
Hey.
However
hey,
the game play out,
all that shit
but
you
he
just
ain't
talking
gonna,
about
Nick Saban would never do what the
beings,
Robinson coach did.
We all human beings and all that shit wouldn't have played out because y'all got y'all ass whooped.
I bet you can't do that shit with Sullivan.
Wait till
that Southern game. He ain't doing that shit. I promise you.
What, man? Do y'all know who Deion Sanders is? Have y'all
he
heard?
Not gonna do
have
it
y'all
in
heard
Southern.
Of Deion Sanders before?
Yes.
Listen,
we all know who Deion
he
Sanders is.
He not doing it in Southern.
Hey, man, that man arguably the best football
grand,
player to ever
he don't do it in Southern. I don't give a damn.
I agree with that. I agree with your comment.
So the level of I don't give a damn that you got, what you think his is about football?
I know what his. I know
okay,
what his level
I'm just trying to compare
but
to. So
I'm
okay,
tell you he ain't doing it in Southern. He not gonna
so
do
you
it.
Went
hold
to Southern.
Hold on, yes.
I'm SU all day. I'm a Jag.
So
man.
Hold on. But before let's put this spin
that's
on
what
it though.
It is.
Let's put this spin on
you
it
right.
though. Let's understand that Dion knows his team is better, right?
Yeah.
And now.
We're finna get some notoriety
you,
when we knock
you,
y'all out
no,
of
the no,
state
no,
off.
No, we ain't finna get no notoriety because we get notoriety off beating a major program. We or winning the SWAC, winning the Celebration Bowl. You're not getting notoriety off beating Alabama State on their homecoming because you set me for homecoming. Now I'm your homecoming because everybody knows that what you're finna do is you set homecoming to win. You don't set homecoming to, you know, we might. No. You set homecoming to kick ass
so
and have a party afterward.
Why have a chip on his shoulder?
Yes.
For his players.
That's what I'm saying.
So what's wrong?
He had a chip on his shoulder.
But
that's the disrespect. That's what I'm getting at.
A chip on your shoulder is disrespect to me?
If a chip on my shoulder is going to make me show you the disrespect that I'm going to come into your house, I'm walking through your offense, I'm walking through your plays, it's still looping. He's still walking.
He done flipped all the tables.
That's what he do every game. Every single, you're not
going
to find
time.
The game
where
you don't walk that route.
There's a time in which you do this.
Yeah, at the beginning of the game for a start.
No,
that's what he do every game.
It is not what he does every game right before it
what
starts.
What in the world?
Because there would be more footage of this. There would be more footage of him walking through the opposing teams coming out. Now, keep in mind, I'm a Deion fan.
I bet there is some footage if you look for that footage.
I'm an advocate of Deion. Like when he and when I first saw Coach Robinson get up there and be like, "Oh, he ain't swag. I'm swag. Don't bro hug me and all that shit." I was like, "Man, you just angry." But then when I saw this, jealous. I said, "You know what?" When I saw this, I was like, "You know what? I can understand."
That's an opponent. This is football. You can't even exercise them type of emotions on the football field. The shit that you say.
Why not?
Because it's football.
That's where the emotions get exercised.
No, when you hit, yeah. That's when the emotions get exercised.
Right.
Not complaining because a nigga flexed on you. Get in the weight room.
Well, they ask him a question. And you keep saying that as if they have equal players. I'm telling you.
Why they don't?
Because Deion had you're going to ask me a question and then talk over me. Deion had a top 25 recruiting program.
Right.
HBCUs typically don't have that. So he had the recruiting program of a Nebraska,
beef your program up.
But if you know you have a more talented squad, you are more prone to walk through the entire offense or the entire defense.
But see, that's the part where I got to push back because this is Deion. He going to shine on a rainy day. This man came in the league with a – y'all remember in Living Color when Keenan Ivory Wayne used to do that character Frenchie. I'm hip, I'm slick, and all the women love my cologne. But that's how Deion Sanders came in the league with a Mr. Shit. T starter kit on. Boy, that man had 30
– It wasn't no starter kit. He had the whole thing. Bruh,
he is Jerry that Curl. Type of personality. So him doing anything boisterous, flamboyant, braggadocious is regular. That's why I don't understand.
It don't change the point of it being disrespectful. Like you saying that's what he do.
It's all in the spirit of competition. Intimidation is a part of the game. It's football.
So I don't have a certain. I can't feel a certain way because you walk through.
Not that way.
This is competition. You mean to tell
this is
me
manly shit, nigga? We got cups.
If we warming up, we shooting layups in the warm up line. And the team just walked through our goddamn layup line. You're gonna be like, "What the
that's
fuck?"
That's my argument right there. We gonna stop that. If you allowed it, don't bitch after the game.
Well,
we gonna stop that. You ain't walking through none of this shit.
The players showed their respect by not, like, I'm not putting my hands on a coach.
Man, you don't got to put your hands on him to form a wall and make his ass walk around it.
He's also walking through with state troopers.
So, nigga, them niggas ain't nobody brought no law.
18, 19 years old. They if a scared. Man is walking through with state troopers, you going to move out
the damn making sure
way.
One of them young niggas don't slap him upside the head.
Why would they slap him upside the head? Because it's disrespect.
Because they ain't been trained how to take the competition.
You keep making my point. It's disrespectful. They wouldn't have to form a wall. They wouldn't have to slap him upside the head. They even cursed at him right here. What you doing this bitch ass shit? They cussing at him.
Stop cussing and move out this man's track that he walked every single game.
Right.
Yeah.
You're not at home.
Hey.
We're at Alabama State.
Well, then you saw the end result. The end result was you look like a girl. Deion still Deion. And y'all lost your homecoming game. That's the result of all that shit y'all talking about.
See what Harry said? Oh, bitch ass nigga, get your bitch ass out of our goddamn way.
We'll move him. Make the wall.
Once again.
I sound like Trump. Make the wall. That ain't what I mean.
you sound like you're speaking from a person that's not in the perspective of what was going on.
No, man. I understand the flash of it. I understand the competition and the intimidation of it. And I also feel like all of that is part of football.
Okay. I said, but it's still.
Okay, let's say he was disrespectful. Let's give y'all that.
The spirit of competition.
He was disrespectful. So, it's football.
You can say that about it.
I'm supposed to respectfully tackle you?
What? What are we talking about?
How stupid it is to harp on disrespect in a sport called football.
So, you just changed the whole argument.
I'm supposed to disrespect you. So, I ain't got no love for you until the end of this game.
So you just changed my heart. You just
missed it when I said you can have that. Okay.
You went from
they disrespected. I don't see it as disrespect, but even if I get to you, like, okay, honey, you disrespect yours.
So
my whole point for real is
I would love to see you let somebody else walk in through your living room and go out the back and flip the meat on your grill and tell
if
me
my stupid ass leave the front door.
I do this every day.
It's my normal routine. And that right there is where the example don't fit. So I ain't even got to defend it. But if I'm stupid enough to goddamn leave my front door open and watch this nigga walk through my house and do this shit and walk out the back and all I do is spit box at the nigga.
So what you wanted him to do was punch him in his face.
No, I gave several examples of how we could make him walk around and respect our space.
It would be different if he's there. He's there trying to coach his team through warm-ups. He can't gather his guys and say, oh, shit, form a wall so Deion got to walk all the way over that way. He can't. That ain't what he's there for. He's there to prepare his guys to play a game of football.
You can't be that robotic in the game of football. You have to be water. You have to move like water.
So your argument is just based off this Deion and Deion do what he want to. So
now, let him. Part of it is. But now my argument is really it's football. The spirit of competition allows for all of this.
And I
ain't touch you. I ain't put my hands on you. But if me just walking through with these Mountie police looking ass niggas got y'all niggas intimidated, then go play badminton.
He never said they were intimidated. They lost the game. So
go play beer pong.
Let me make my position clear. I agree. It's the spirit of competition. I agree. Okay, this is what Deion does during every game. I don't believe he does that while the team is warming up in every game. But I do agree that this is what he does in every game. But I also know that if this takes place, it's disrespectful to the other team. So while I can, like we talked about Kanye, I can applaud you on one thing and I can hold you accountable for something else. I can applaud him for what he's doing with these young men at Jackson State. I agree on how he feels and what he's doing. But at the same time, I can also say I can see how that coach felt. And so when at the end of the
That's the part I'm just lost.
No, so. But, okay, so at the end of the game, don't try to be my partner with what the coach was saying.
It's competition. See, that's what separate the Deons from the Eddie Robinsons.
the spirit of
competition.
No, it's not.
If you can take the mental part of the spirit of Jordan, Gary Payton.
Ain't hug nobody at the end of no game.
Okay. But what he's doing is –
Kobe ain't hug nobody.
After they retired, they was cool with everybody.
He's still coaching.
Because these guys in particular were in competition until the day they hung up their sneakers.
We're not retired right now.
Oh, what you talking about?
He's still coaching. Deion is coaching football.
So
we're not retired. At the end of the point, when we retired and we all kicked back, we had the swag and the MEAC. And all
if Kobe and Michael Jordan was coaching, do you think they wouldn't have been a version of themselves as a player?
Yeah.
Okay, so that's all we're seeing.
Kobe was disrespectful to players.
In the spirit of competition, not to the point of I don't fuck with you.
He didn't fuck with nobody until he retired.
That's not true.
Who he fuck with?
Everybody who played defense on him, he recruited them on his team.
I've only heard Kobe – prior to retirement.
Everybody who played good D, Ron Artest.
Prior to retirement.
What's the boy name with the smoke show?
Matt Barnes. Prior to retirement, he's only complimented three people. And you just named
two. You just said nobody.
He wasn't respecting them while he was playing, though.
I don't know that.
What do you mean? You don't know that Matt Barnes
tried
to put the ball in his face. He just stood there in his face. He didn't recruit Carmelo.
Oh, you talking about like in the moment of playing them? Like, okay, now we trying to win. But in general, respecting them for why they was on his team after they played. That's the ultimate respect. Hey, I need that over here. Your motherfucking ass made me work. That's the ultimate respect you give a player. Because you know he had to sign off on it.
Yeah, he had to sign off on it.
So back to what I was saying with Deion, all we seeing is the spirit of competition.
And what you don't understand is – in the moment, you keep going back to spirit of competition. In the spirit of competition, there comes some disrespect.
We can't. Yeah, I agree. But
that's all I'm saying.
But so, it got to be so.
In the spirit of competition,
that's what's gonna preserve the spirit of competition.
There's got to be disrespect.
If it keep being the media rollout, why wouldn't you take Deion Sanders' embrace on good game? But we played a good game. Y'all played us good. That's sportsmanship, really.
He shook his hand. He shook his hand. He just didn't want to hug. He shook his hand. He walked out with his hand extended.
Yeah.
Spirit of competition, good game. And let it go to that. Don't hug me. And like he said, you walked through my whole team. You could have shook my hand before the game.
But
also,
what they got to do with you losing, nigga?
So you go back to that. I just told you. His team is a superior team. You don't believe so?
How much they won by? It wasn't a superior total.
You don't think so?
What the score was? Show me the score. Show me the blowout of this baby NFL team that you telling me Deion done brought the Jackson State.
I didn't say he had a baby NFL team. I said he has a much better team than many of the HBCUs that he's playing against.
Well, I just want to – what the score was?
Because it's Deion, that's what I'm saying.
You can't fault that man.
You keep saying
Nick Saban got the wrong offense team because of he's Nick Saban.
It was 26-12.
Two touchdowns.
It was 26-12.
Y'all acting like he just went and got
some. I said
some,
he has a superior
some
team.
Ringers. Bro, two touchdowns, bro.
He has a better team.
It wasn't out of the norm of a regular football game to be talking how he got these better players, bro. Like, that's what I'm saying. It's just too much sauce on this actual story.
So, to go through this, Deion, I'm telling you this because
I'm just surprised that you take – I see what you're saying, but I just don't understand how you're saying it.
I understand that you like Deion. And you're going to ride.
No.
You riding for Deion because your whole basis was just Deion. He do that shit all the time.
But is it knowing your opponent a part of competition?
Yes.
I would never come into a game facing Deion and not expect the showboat. So that shows an unprepared coach to face this nigga. Deion.
I have no idea of Eddie Robinson Jr.'s preparation or how he gets down
by how
Alabama
he cracking
State.
Under pressure.
What I'm saying is. When I watched
Deion Brandon,
I was down with Deion until I watched the video footage that he put out. Deion put this shit out.
Because there wasn't nothing wrong with it.
Deion put it out, and he said, this is what I do every game. And I'm like, no, you don't. Because I've watched some games.
Right.
I've been to a Jackson State football game.
Make sure you come in here the same energy and apologize when you see the man walk this same fucking lap around this field every game.
It's a time and place when you do
it. I'm telling you he do it.
There's a time and place when you do it.
Before the game.
There's a time when you do it. You know what I'm saying? There's a
before
time
the game.
There's a time when you do it before the game.
When I feel like doing it before
because,
the game.
Because most times, right.
Why
because,
that?
Because.
But guess what? What most, y'all ain't saying is, y'all act like Eddie Robinson ain't had the exact same right to walk around the field and go through their players.
You saying this is.
Couldn't he have done
how
that?
How many Jackson State games have you saw?
Hold up. Two. Two.
How many you saw
two
Jackson State games?
Could he have done the same thing and walked around the field like Deion did?
You saw two Jackson State games. How many?
Two.
You saw two of them.
Couldn't he have done the same thing?
He walked through the team.
So why is
he
such a big deal when Deion do it?
That's my whole point right there. If he could have did the same thing, how is a big deal when Deion? You do it then, nigga. Would that make? I bet Deion don't bitch up about it.
It's because it's disrespectful.
I bet Deion be like, okay,
I plan on coaching
play,
my team.
And then take it like that.
I'm planning on coaching my team. I appreciate y'all coming through.
Yes, sir. This for the real sport fan.
Thank
we got to
do it. We got to wrap it up because it is 2:15. I mean 12:15 right now.
I'm finna say, nigga. You should have been cutting me the fuck out, but tell me shit the fuck.
Well, I believe that it wasn't checked primarily because as a coach, when your team is warming up, you're pretty much doing something else.
Gee, come on, bro. That wouldn't have happened when we was at River.
Bro,
I'm through.
I'm not talking about high school players.
Man, we just talking about.
I'm talking about.
What are you talking about? You're not talking about competition.
Yes, I am. And I'm telling you, competition can be disrespectful. That's all I'm saying.
Okay, we agree.
That's all I said. That was my whole point. Your point was it wasn't disrespectful because it was Deion. My thing was, yes, it was disrespectful.
But it's the levels.
He can't. Fuck the levels. Disrespect is disrespect. Fuck the levels. Disrespect is disrespect.
No, it's not.
All right. And that's the commissioner's conversation. I am your host, Commissioner Gordon. It's 12:15.
It's not.
Disrespect. Yeah, I mean, you just argue just to argue right now. So disrespect is disrespect.
Real shit.
Once again, we do this every Monday, 632 South Central Avenue here in Hateville. Blends 2. We enjoy everybody who came out. Country Cool, Jay Reeske. We thank the Lewises.
Dr. Jazz King, A. Lewis. Hey,
please go check them
in
out.
In this muff.
And be on the lookout for
The Real Kiki.
The Real Kiki, DJ Reese Boogie.
DJ Reese Boogie.
Unks Classic Eats. Shout out to you once again. Everybody, come out. 632 South Central Avenue here in Hateville. We're here every Monday.
Southside.
Until next week. I'll holler.
All right.